So we got a random question from a listener. Texted it to us. I feel like we should discuss it. It involves the best places in the city.
Best places in the city for what?
All right. Well, I'll explain. The text reads, this might sound a little weird, but is there a place where you go that has a really nice restroom?
Oh, we're ranking bathrooms.
Yeah. So what business or place has the best restroom that you can use? And I know that you can use seems like a weird qualifier, but like, you know, I'm not
talking public restroom.
Yeah, I'm not talking one that you have to be an employee to use or whatever. I remember it's been a minute since I've been inside, but Von Maur in the mall had restrooms that made you feel rich. And when
it was a lounge, you could go and hang out there for a while.
Yeah, and whenever I would go, especially when I had my like twin daughters with me, you know, we'd like go to the mall, we'd kind of walk around, and if they had, you know, anybody who has a toddler understands that there's going to be a moment when you're out where they have to use the restroom. And so we would always be like, didn't matter where we were in the mall, I'd be like, nope, we're going down to the Von Maur. it was like a palace, right? It was like a palace. Got a message from a listener. For ambiance, Galaxy has the best. Galaxy. Oh, is that in the Highlands? I think so.
Maybe.
Anybody know about the Ferguson Showroom? That's another one that was suggested. The Ferguson Showroom on the corner of Shelbyville and Hurstbourne. That's right by our work. Says it has a Japanese toilet. At least in the women's restroom it does. And it's got heated seats. I've been in there a couple times and I always treat myself to a little bathroom break. when you go to a place and you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just treat myself to a little bathroom break.
A little spa getaway.
Yes, that's right. Like a little spa getaway. That's kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Dragon King's daughter. There were a couple people who mentioned Dragon King's daughter. It's across the bridge in New Albany.
Okay, I hadn't heard of it.
No, neither have I. Dragon King's daughter. Oh, yeah, New Albany. Oh, now I want Chinese food. So, yeah, I guess the one over in New Albany has exquisite bathrooms. All right. Man, okay, Amy rolls in and says, Roost Chris.
They're complaining about the size of the stalls.
Yeah, no. It's
beautiful, but they think the stalls are too big. I've never had a problem with the stall size in there. I think it's perfect.
And
you have your own little sink in each of the stalls.
What I do like about a lot of the public restrooms over in Europe is they are full from the ground to the ceiling. There is no little gaps to like peer through or see anybody using it. It's a full little room. And
yeah,
you kind of get spoiled when you do that sort of thing. So someone mentioned the disco bathroom somewhere in Kentucky at a gas station. Yeah, that is off I-71. I want to say the Verona exit off I-71 when you're on the way to Cincinnati. And it is a gas station right off of the highway. You go in and there's a button inside and it says, do not press this button. And you press it and it turns into like a disco, room. Kind of funny. Kim, West Baden Dome is like going to a bathroom in a castle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're French Lick, right?
Yeah.
French Lick.
Well, and yes, Carrie of Madison, Bucky's cleanest bathroom
ever.
Cleanest.
Yeah, I mean, but bathrooms should be clean. I'm talking aesthetics.
Okay.
Like ambiance, aesthetics. Yeah, luxurious.
Put a lot of effort into it. Now, listen, I've heard about the disco bathrooms. I don't know where they are, but I think they're in maybe Northern Kentucky, in Ohio. But there's like a button that you push, and it's a disco party.
Did you not just hear what I said?
Yeah,
I was. Yeah, I was literally just talking about that.
Yeah,
yeah. Like off of I-71 on
that's
the Verona exit. I want to say It is.
Where is that?
Let's see. Hang on. Yeah, and it plays Bee Gees, "Staying Alive" there.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but yeah, it's right off of I-71.
Oh, someone got married there.
Anyways, yeah.
Guacamole has a great bathroom.
So yeah, so just a random question from a listener, like, hey, which area has the best bathrooms in the area? Several people are saying 21C, and I'll say from a guy's perspective, 21C is pretty wild. It's not that it has a unique restroom for guys, because there is a wall that you use as a urinal that is a two-way mirror. It's a two-way window. So it looks like you can see people walking by you.
And it feels like that they're looking at you too.
Yeah, but they can't see you,
right?
But you can see them, and you've got, you know, your stuff out, and you're doing your business. And
it's a
just,
very personal time. It is. Look away.
It is.
Look away.
It is, exactly. but anyways, so yeah.
I don't know if there's like a certain area of town that has the best bathroom, but there's definitely places. Mm-hmm. That deserve mentions.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to try that. I need to try the Dragon's King. That Dragon's King daughter. I mean, there have been several people who have popped in and said, hey, that one is a must. And yeah, so I don't know necessarily what I'm missing out there, but
see, David doesn't get out much. He said, there's no potty like home.
I mean, there are a lot of people who are like, look, if I have to use the restroom, I'm going home,
exactly,
regardless of where I am. But sometimes you just got to. Michelle on Facebook says Buca di Beppo. Decor is fantastic.
Oh yeah. It's been a while since I've been there, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I tossed it out first. Von Maur is, if you've never been, Von Maur in the Mall,
yes,
is one of those places where you just feel rich and pampered when you walk in. So, all right, enjoy. If you want to comment, you can. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, a little best of Louisville. I don't know if
bathroom awards.
Yeah.
They should, like, somebody should really have bathroom awards, like with maybe the trophy could look like a golden toilet.
Right, exactly.
Maybe that's it.
All right, at Ben and Kelly Show.